Okay, we're going to start today's daf is daf Samach Vav in Ida, one of the most famous or most important daf in Halacha Maisa for one line. And then, but we'll start on Samach Hey on the base, two lines in the bottom, Tana Rabbanan. So, this is telling a case about a woman, Tana Rabbanan, Haro Adam Machmas Tashmish. A woman sees blood due to intercourse. Right, so a woman is mutaris to her husband, but if she sees blood from her rechem, machmas tashmish, she's going to become nitmes. That's the case. Now, the question is, how many times does she have to see it in order for it to become really a problem? So, Tana Rabbanan, ro adam machmas tashmish. She sees blood, machmas tashmish, mishameshes pam rishona, so she had beard the first time, see what that means, mishameshes pam rishona, shnia, the second time, shlishes, if she sees blood on the third time, she's got a problem. She should no longer have bia with her husband. He should divorce her because they have. She's muksak for seeing blood. Machmas tashmish. She's got a problem over here that every time they have bia, she sees blood. There's a few points. Number one, brought down that she's not considered a roa machmas tashmish unless she checks herself immediately following. Tashmish and finds blood. She, with the shear of immediately is the machlokas poskim, but whatever immediate means, she has to have seen blood. And because if she doesn't, this possibility exists that the dam came from somewhere else. Number two is I explained this Gemara according to the Shita of the Ravid in the Sefer Bali Nefesh, who says that from the first husband she has bia once, and then she has three more times to see. If the first bia doesn't count because she was never knew before that she was roa machmas tashmish. Now, on those three times, she has to check herself immediately after Tashmish. However, the Balmor, the Razah, in the Hasagos, in the Sefer Baal Nefesh, says that the woman is Neseres Machmas Tashmish, even if there is no Bedika, because she definitely feels something during Tashmish. And according to his Shita, the Ria Rishona counts. It's not one plus three, it's just three times. Okay. Now, why is Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish Asur? So the Maharami Rutenberg says that the Isur is because it's a dim Vesta. She has a Vesta's Kavua now to see blood every time she has Tashmish. Okay.
Three consecutive times or three times over a year?
I think it's three consecutive times. I think it's three consecutive. I think it makes sense to be three consecutive times. The question is whether it has to be the first three times she has Tashmish. What happens if she has Bia for 6 years? And then she sees blood rolling back with Tashmish. Again, that seems to be a machlokas, whether that counts as well. I don't know what the svara would be. I would hope so. But that during the times of the Babylonian Talmud, I'm not sure how many gynecologists graduated from Albert Einstein School of Medicine. Right, especially. Maybe the Shmuel. Shmuel knew what to do. Okay. Again, also, it says over here, Nikam ve'elch lo tishamish at tishka reish, until she gets divorced. Rashi seems to indicate that we see that and Tosas points it out on. No, I'll get to that one afterwards. But Tosas points out the Rashi of a Tibdok that he brings a parish of kuntres that from the Bia Vishlishis Ve'elech. He says that you see that she gets to marry the first time, she has a second husband, a third husband, and then after if it happens to her third husband, there's a checking procedure. So Ravina Tam says that she can do that checking procedure even after the first husband. Instead of waiting and getting divorced, she can check herself with this test. And Rashi says no. The question is whether if she does check herself and she fails the test, then she has to get divorced immediately and she's done for. But that seems to be another machlokas as whether or not she must be divorced or this is just an Eitzah Tovah to get divorced and in order to avoid be with a Boel Nida, or can she do this test that we'll see soon? And prove herself not being roed machmas tashmish. Okay, so what happens? She has been roed machmas tashmish three times with the first husband. Then, betinasa la'acher, she should marry somebody else. Niseis la'acher, she's married to somebody else. Berosa da machmas tashmish, she sees roed machmas tashmish. So mishamesh par mishonah shnir shlishes. Here she has three times, but the derived degree is only three times, because she already has established as roed machmas tashmish. She saw it three times. Mikam ve'echol tashmish artis garis betinasa la'acher. Again, she has to get divorced. And she got bia with the third husband. Niseis la'acher, she gets married to the third guy. V'rosa dam machmas tashmish, and again she sees dam machmas tashmish. Meshamish parishon shnio shlishes. V'kam ve'ech lo tishamish at shetivdok atzma. She should check herself. She should do this check. Okay. So Tosfos says again. So you have this check. So Tosfos is, I mean, again, is Peirish Bekuntris, the second Mibiyash Lushis Ve'elech to Shamash Ayde Bedika, Velama Tiskaresh. So we talk of Shon Mashma the Asura Larisha on Afila Bedika. Going to the Rashi, seems to indicate for the first husband, she's not allowed him at all, even with a Bedika. But he brings down a Rabbi Tam Mati Larisha Bedika. He says you can. You can, even if you can do this Bedika that we just said now, you can do the Bedika even after the first one. Maybe it's a case where you don't want to be Torah. I guess why you do it. I think there was more practical consideration, like I said before, that if you do the Bedika, if you do this check, and she fails the test, well then she's done for. And she's out of the possibility of being married. The question is whether or not one can heal, one cannot heal. So the Gemara says, Ketzer Vodekes, how does she check herself? So Mevias Fotheris, she takes this hollow tube and she puts into the she's gonna put the Ibit Ubisocha Michol, she puts some sort of stick in this hollow tube, umoch munach al rosho, I guess sort of like a cotton swab on top. And what's she going to do with it? She sticks it into Oso Makam as far as it can go, which is that's as far as the Abe will go. So in Nimsa Dama Rosh HaMoch, and she pulls it out. If she sees blood on the swab on top, Biyadua Min HaMakor Huba, so you know that the blood comes from Makor, and she is Ro Dam Machmas Tashmis, and therefore she's a Surah L'Shamish L'Olam. She can't have any ever Abiyah again. Because she's muksak as being somebody who every time you have bia, it's going to end up being bol nida. Lo nim sadam al rosho. If you don't see the blood on the swab on top, then biyadua shemin hatzadim uba. You know that the blood that she sees is coming from the sides. Maybe it's coming from the vaginal canal. Maybe she has some sort of fibroid on her, and that's what not roe da machmas tashmis. Again, a few points. So, question is, it says over here, what it says that if she sees blood on the top, right? She sees blood on the top, or no nimsa dama rosho, which means she sees blood sort of on the side. What if she doesn't see blood at all? What if there's no blood that comes out? So, no, the Yehuda says that the bedik will be matir even if she doesn't see any blood at all, and that's what most of the achronim say. But there are those who argue and say, no, if there's no blood, well then it's not a good check. She always sees blood, so you have to in order for the test to be valid. There has to be some sort of blood. Now, what happens? What happens if instead of doing this test, the husband, the third husband according to Rashi, or even the first husband according to Tosos, if he decides to, the fourth husband says, you know, forget, I'll have it be anyway, and has bia the fourth time, and then does a bia, sir, and the fourth time there's no blood. So does that bia? Would that bia itself count as a take the place of a bedika and count as well? Okay, machlokes as to whether or not that is. That is sufficient. That is sufficient at the test. The suggestion is probably not to do that because you are doing that bia isser. Again, when it comes to this test, most of the poskim say that we're not bekiyim in these tests, so we don't necessarily know how to do it or how to figure it out. So if you have someone who's rolling machmas tashmis, that the suggestion was made before is that to see a doctor first to check it out, because you don't have to go. You don't have to have any of those issues. Now, the im yeshlam makab oso makom, if we know that she has some sort of wound in the oso makom, which in this case means the makor in the uterus, tola b'makasa, she can be tola in the makasa, and she's not going to be neseris midin roe machmas tashmis. Again, there's a question now whether or not a doctor is trustworthy to determine whether or not there's an actual injury there. Most poskim say that the doctor is trustworthy enough to say that the, because that's, you know, his reputation is at stake. He's not going to, almost like a Mesiach Levitumo type idea. He's not going to say, oh, she's wrong, she has a wound, when really she doesn't, because if it's found out that he's wrong, it's going to be an issue for his professional career. All right. V'im yishlo veses, if she has a veses, tole vista. What does it mean if she has a veses, tole vista? Most papers can explain that, let's say she only sees, she's rowing machmas tashmish if you do the bia at a certain time. If she has bia during the on the 10th of each month, and then she sees blood during the bia, so then you can be told that the blood is on the veses, not that she's a row machmas tashmish and just don't have bia on the 10th of the month. Fine. The im haya dama kasa mishuna midam riyasa ain a tola. However, if the dam, right, if the dam that she sees after she has bia is different than the typical blood that she sees when she has her vessels, then we cannot be tola, because it's clear that this blood is from the not it's from the Tashmish, and there's nothing to be tolled on. You can't be tolled on the Makkah, you can't be tolled on the Veses, because it's different shades of blood. Again, Bizman Azel, we don't really have the determination. They tell the story of Rav, who was able to tell different types of blood by sniffing it, and he saw 60 types of blood, and he only knew 59, and then he didn't know the last one, and then a louse fell, and he was able to determine that the last one came from a louse. But we don't have that expertise, Bizman Azel, to determine based on what type of blood it is. Menes Isha Lomar, and the woman herself is believed to say, Maka Yeshli B'makor, I have a wound in my rechem, Shemimena Adam Yotze, Dibbe Rebbe. Rabbi says that she's Menes, she's believed, and that's the case, that the blood that's coming from her, basically she's admitting the blood is coming from the Makor, but it's coming from a wound, and therefore she is Tahora. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Dam Maka Haba Menakor Tame, the Dam Maka that comes from the Makor, it's not that Enoch Nami, she's not a Nida, but she's Tumeya, she's an Avatuma for the blood. Why? For Rabbi Seinu Heidu al Dam Maka Ba Minakor Shutar. But the Rabbi Seinu testified, and there's a Rashi in Chulin that says when they say Rabbi Seinu Heidu, that is tantamount to saying they paskin that Dam Haba Minakor is Tahor. The halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So Maid Beinayu, what's the difference between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbi Seinu? Meaning, what's their machlokas? Not Nachmida is clear. The Dam Tameh, the Dam not Dam Tahor. The question is, what is their svara? So Amar Ula. Makor mikomo tame ikvinayo. We saw this machlokas a few times before. The question is whether or not blood in the uterus is by definition considered tame. Not necessarily tame midit. So is the uterus a makom tame? That blood that even comes from a wound would make the woman to be tame as well. So according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the makor, the rechem itself is tame. So therefore blood that comes from there, even if it's not dam nida, so you won't be considered bowl of nida, but the blood makes her tameya. So she becomes an avatuma, and you can't have beer with a woman who is tameya. But according to the Rabbi Seinu, the makor itself is a makom tahora, and therefore the blood that touches it is not considered tame, unless of course it's dam nida, which is nida blood as opposed to just uterine non nida uterine blood, which is tough to.
So the woman has a procedure. The doctor said, you know, you may see blood from this.
Yeah, I ask a post-hake. There are a lot of internal examinations of what the doctor does, what the determination is. You're supposed to ask Shiloh before what the story is. I mean, for us, the only opinion would be whether she's also to her husband. There's no in your kind of taros. But in the Hanami, where's the blood coming from? Is the blood coming from the wound? Is the blood coming, is she just opening the uterus and allowing blood to come out? I mean, I don't know how it necessarily works, but I would suggest to ask Shiloh. Okay, now the Gemara asks, okay, so the woman saw in Machmas Tashmas, they gave this procedure that she should check with this tube, this hollow tube, in order to be Madrim. So the Gemara says, Shvoferes Afguri Makrila. What are you talking about? The Shvoferes, the tube itself, is going to go in and it's going to wound her. So maybe it will wound her itself, and then she'll see blood Machmas, the Maka, and you'll think that it's from the Makor, but really it's from the wound that she scratched herself. So Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, Bishvoferes Shal Avar. Which I think means lead. It's made to be a very smooth, it's almost like a tampon type of thing. It's a very, very smooth item that is inserted, and it's not going to cause any wound, right? Upiya rutsu patocha. But, and the, I guess the tip of it is folded over, and the swab is completely on top of it, so you don't even have, like, the edge sticking out. It's completely on top, so therefore it's not going to make any wound or scratch as it goes in. Okay. So, again, the Brisa said that she sees three times Machmas Tashmas, the Baal Rishon, she divorces her. Second husband divorces her. The third time, after seeing three times, she can do the Bedikah to stay with the husband. So the Gemara asks, Reish Lakish asks Rav Yochanan, so Amalei Reish Lakish Rav Yochanan, V'tivdok Atzma B'viya Shlishi Shal Baal Rishon. This is probably where Rashi gets a shot that you're not supposed to. Reish Lakish is assuming that you're not allowed to. Just herself that to the third, after she saw the third time with the Baal Rishon, she should check herself. So if she doesn't see blood, then we see that it's not minimum course, she's not Tamei, and she can stay with her first love. This is her first husband. Why should she have to divorce him? Why is the Brisa say that she must, according to Rashi, that she must get divorced from the first husband? So the Gemara says, Amar Lei, Lefi She'ein Kol Ha'etzbos Shavos. Not all the etzbos, which is a euphemism for the Eivor Tashmish, not all the etzbos are the same. And therefore, what? Rashi says, the ain kol kachosa shavin, right? Sorry, I'm in the wrong case, the wrong Rashi. B'shem b'val acher lo titzarek b'dika umutav shetiskaris b'tatakein v'lo tavli dekaris hilchach miskareshes atzchaz glosh l'sbos. Maybe for the third, everyone's bia is different. So maybe why should she have a suffix with the first one? Just get divorced and marry somebody else, and you won't see blessed. May not see blood. Maybe it's a different concept. It's foreign concept, I guess. Right.
Seems like insensitive a little bit, but they worry about the absolute violation of the love.
So he says not everybody is the same. So Amrlay, so Rav Zakkai has another question. So why does she have to wait till the third time that she sees blood for the third husband? Once she sees blood after once, now she's seen blood with three husbands. So all the exposed are the same here. So check now. So the answer there, the fisha ain't called a kochel shavos here, because every time you have bia is not exactly the same. Each bia could be different. This is the Rashi was reading before. Ain chaz bia achas chazaka, the ain't called a kochel shavim. B'shem a bia zo haisev b'kolach meruba. This one was more forceful. Hilchach ach tischazei b'gimel bia so called echavi echad. The hadet hibay b'dika l'bia reviyah shavala shlishi. You have to have three different men, because that's three different kochos, three different etzbos, and three different bios, because that's three different kochos, in order to establish that this is that you can do the check. How Tosfos has to explain this case, because the question that Reish Lakish asked was tivdok atzma b'bia l'shlishi shaval rishon, and we don't. But according to the way we learn Tosfos says you are allowed to. It's an eitz tova not to, or the person was too lazy to. But you are allowed to. So what's the question? What's the question of Reish Lakish asking Rav Yochanan? Okay. So now a little bit of Agadata. Hahi the Asya. One second. Okay. Hahi the Asya the Kami the Rabbi. So there's a woman who was I was Roe Machmas Tashmish, and she came before Rabbi. She said, what am I supposed to do? So Amra Lei, so Rabbi says to Le Avdon, to his Talmud named Avdon. Right? Rashi Yavama says that Avdon was a Talmud of Revi, and he was the Amor, he was the one who would say the Brisos in front of the Rabbim. He says to Avdon, Zil Basa, go scare her. Shock her. Shock therapy. So Azal Basa, he went and he scared her. And Nafam Imena Chararas Dam. So this big glob of blood fell out from her. Amarabi Nisrapizos, she's healed. She's seen this. She had this big glob of blood, I guess, that was in her uterus, and every time she had bia, it would hit the glob, and that's what was causing the bleeding. And now he surgically removed it, and therefore now she's healed. Yeah, this was it. Instead of going to the doctor, they went to the Tana. Hahi Itzisos, and another woman, the Aslikami the Marshmuel, came in front of Marshmuel. So Amalei the Rav Dimi Bar Yosef, he says to Rav Dimi Bar Yosef, Zil Basa, go scare her. Azal Basa, he went and he scared her. The lo nafam meni lo midi, nothing happened to her. There was nothing that was there. So Shmuel says, so Amr Shmuel, this one's got a problem. Zo, this woman, mimala ben ofetasi, she's mismala of blood, and it gathers together and it comes out during Tashmish. V'chol mimala ben ofetasi in takana. There's nothing really I can do for her. So what's what do you mean nothing to do with her? So the Ron says, oh, nothing I can do with her other if she checks. She has to go do the check to see what the story is. But the Ramban says that no, if you don't, this test is even better than the Shofaris test. And if she fails this test, the Shofaris wouldn't even help that at all. Right. A lot of machlokos here about how the things work. We don't do this test, Basmanazer, because we don't.
Depends how
he's
scared,
depends, you know. A lot of things like permutations go into it. What? You go to a doctor, right?
Maybe she enjoys horror movies, so the chest and butt.
No, so the cases where she got shocked. She was shocked and scared. She was legitimately scared.
She has, I guess she has a good heart. She
would get a Tanaitic haunted houses. She did talk there. Okay. Possibly. He the Asil Kamei de Rav Yochanan. There was this woman who came in front of Rav Yochanan and says, the whole aim must have a sack of mitvilas mitzvah. I would go to the mikvah. It was on mikvah. I used to go to the river to go to the mikvah. And every time I would come back from the mikvah, every time I would be told of tefillas mitzvah, I would see blood. So she was choshesh that maybe she had some sort of vestas that, you know, mikvah caused her to see blood, and now she's got a problem. You know, that she has to be worried about not having bia that night, and she has to take care of the vessels, and she be usher to her husband that whole day, because I guess it's during the nida, it's before the takana, so she would I don't know, maybe more than that whole day.
She goes after the seventh night, right?
I'm not sure where along the line we are. Maybe she was only a zava or something like that. Maybe she was a zava and she's going. I don't know. Maybe she's going after the seventh day of Anita. Whatever the story is, she would be a sewer to her husband, so she doesn't know what to do. So Amr Allah said to her, Shema Dimas Ireich Al Savich. Maybe the gossiping of your friends is causing this. Meaning you're going to the mikvah, you're going to the river, and everyone knows what's going to be when you come back, and they're all gossiping about your wonderful relationship with your husband, and that's causing it. Rashi says, Dimas Ireich Benos Ireich Shayu Mitzkanos Beich Bechiba Shebeinich Lebalech. So that's causing it. She says, yes. So he gave her, he said, go have beer right there by the river. Which they say, either just don't have people know that you're going to the mikvah, or don't have them know when you're coming back from the mikvah. So have your husband meet you there or meet somewhere else, so nobody have beer prior to coming back to the city, so no one will be speaking about you. So Ika the Amar, those say, what was Rabbi Yochanan's advice? Tigali l'chavroseich. Go tell your friends how bad it is for you and what's happening. So instead of gossip mongering about how wonderful you have it, they'll tell stories about how badly you have it, and you won't have this ayin hara on you, and you won't have it. Ika de Amra, others say, Amra la, this is more the rationalist approach, Amra la, galila chavoseich, ki heichid levu lelech rachmim. Go tell your friends so they can daven for you. Tell them to daven for you. The sanya, because the Brisa says, the guy in the Metzora who sent me chutz l'machaneh, it says, v'tamet tamen yikra, tzorech lo diya tzara l'rabim, v'rabim evakshim l'rachmim. If you have tzara, you tell your friends to daven for you. And you tell your friends to daven for you, you should hopefully get rachmim. Amar of Yosef, hava uvda b'pumpadisa, there was this instance in Pumbedisa where a woman was roed down machpas tashmish, and she told all her friends what was happening. The itzi, and she healed. She was healed, and therefore she didn't have the problem. Assuming the case was she was roed machpas tashmish more before three times, and then they daven for in advance, because after three times the rites seem to indicate that you have to get divorced. But she got healed, and she was able to.
They
daven for her, and she was healed. She was Nisrapa. She was healed. But what happens? What? The case is a woman. Dealing with a woman. The case here is Roa, not Dan Machos Tashmish.
She went to the mikvah, had
Right, because the case is when she goes to the mikvah, and she sees Dan when she has Bia, I think. All right, so now we get to. What? Yeah, it is good mustard. Grass isn't always green on the other side. Don't always think that someone always has a. Just because you see that she's always with her husband, there's always a package that goes along with it. And another good mustard also is that, you know, there's arevus that you should have compassion for everybody else and daven for your chaverim. It's the right thing to do, and B, it could work. Oh, very good. Very good. Turned Daf Yomi into a mustard shmuz. It's good. All right, so now we have the case, right? We all know that midoraisa, we had the nida part, you had the 7-11 cycle, nida ziva, and you had to become that's how it worked. Nida was see blood. You had to wait 7 days, but you didn't have any. And there was no shiva nikiyim. Zava, there was zava ktana for what day one? 1 day, zava ktana again for 2 days, 3 days of seeing the flow during the ziva days. You had to wait shiva nikiyim. As everyone always been talking until now, very difficult to keep track of where you are in the cycle. Did you go to mikvah? Are you needed now? Are you in the ziva period now? So Amar Rav Yosef. So that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the app. You're gonna have an account. You know, like you're gonna ticklerize it to the account. You're gonna bank toss it. Ticklerize certain payments. You're gonna have the app. That's not a bad app to put in. Question is, so Bisman and Beis Hamikdash, are you gonna go back to that way?
Well, they have five periods.
Is that part of your outline?
The girls have the I period after the I
period. Right, but that's a different. That's something else. But now you have to. Now you have to get the app has to be plugged in to determine when she first sees blood. Now that's going to be. She starts. You have to start right away when she's little. Nida ziva. Okay, I think it's going to be. It's going to have to go back to that third base of because they're different karbanos for the nida and the zava. So at that point, it's what? Okay, so but there is. But the, so you have to. But even if you're boa one, I think there's also the different. They're different karbanos. Fine. So what happened? So Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav says Hiskin Rabbi Vitzados Basados. Rabbi made the takana in the sados. I think it's the in the fields, not in the cities. Where people did not have Talmidei Chachamim to know what was going on, that Rasa Yom Echad, if she sees for one day, no matter what, so Teshev Shisha Vahu, she should sit six Nikiyim besides the day that she saw. Now, even if, because this possibility, basically, to each blood we're going to assume the more Chumrah scenario. If she was a Zava in this instance, then she's only a Zava Ketan, she only has Shemeres Yom, but the feeling possibility exists that she's during her Nida period. Her Nida cycle. So she's during her Nida cycle, so she would have to wait till the end of the seventh day, so we're going to assume that's the case. Shnayim, she sees for 2 days.
So, what's the case? She sees blood for one day.
She sees blood once.
During which period?
We don't forget, it doesn't make a difference. That's the Takana. We're forgetting the differences between Nida and Zava right now. We're starting with the Takanas that we have as Manazeh. She sees blood. Rabbi made the Takana, she sees blood. You have to wait the Shiva Nakiyim 6 days, including this. Because we're concerned that maybe it's the Nida period time, and if it's the Nida period time, she has to wait till the end of the seventh day. In the Hanami, if she was during the Ziva here, she'd just be Shomeres Yom. But we're going to take the more Chumra approach. Again, she sees Shnayim for 2 days, Teisha Shisha. Again, she should wait 6 days, Vehain, besides those 2 days she's blood. Sacha Kol, it's going to be 8 days from the Tchilas Re'iyah until she goes to Mikvah. Because again, we're concerned that this is during the Nida. Right, that this is during Nida, or maybe one the last the first Riyah was the last day of the Ziva cycle, and now it's, whatever it is, if it's
a Nida, why is it only seven?
What do you mean?
Seven total.
There's no Shiva Nikiyam by Nida.
What is it?
7 days. That's it.
Right, that's in 7 days. Right, then yeah, 7 days.
So that you're waiting 7 days.
So why is it 8 days? Here?
Because you saw two blood for 2 days.
Right.
Two plus the six clean the
right.
Six
so
afterwards.
The Nida period, only seven max.
Right, so the chash is maybe taking the most chumra approach. Maybe the first day was the last day of her Ziva cycle, and the second Riyah was the first day of her Nida cycle, so then she has to wait. Because maybe the blood bookended the two cycles. Now, Shlosha, if she sees for 3 days, now we're concerned that she's a Zava Gadola. So now you have to wait. Teisha Shiva Nikiyam, she has to wait 7 full clean days. That's stage one of the Takana. Stage two is Amar Rabbi Zeir, and this is what we're familiar with. Benos Yisrael, the Benos Yisrael, Hechmir al Atzman, Shafilu Roas Tipas Dam Kichardo. She's the minute amount of blood, Yosheves Aleh Shivanakiyim. For every amount of blood, she sits Shivanakiyim. No difference. Rashi says, because Shema B'yemei need Ziva Omedes. Because maybe she's standing during her Ziva. So every type of blood that she sees, she has Shiva Nikiyim. The formulation, everyone points out, is very interesting. It's Benos Yisrael Hechmir al Atzman. There's a Gemara in Brachos on Daf Chof Aleph that talks about you're not allowed to learn even Halacha Psukah before you say Birkat Torah before, in the morning. And one of the Halacha Psukah that they mention is the Benos is this Halacha. So it's Halacha Psukah in Brachos. Here it's Benos Yisrael Hechmir al Atzman. The question is, at what point along a time in history did that become accepted? It's accepted as manazeh by everybody. I mean, there are a few shitas here and there that discuss it, but everyone accepts it's halacha psuka. It's not a minhag. It's not like kidneys that someone's stuck in Eretz Yisrael and doesn't have anything to eat. And on Pesach, you can eat kidneys. That's a minhag. This isn't a minhag anymore. This is the din derabanan, and that's a halacha. That's what we paskin like. The question is, though, is that
what's the basis for one day to hold seven?
Because with choshish, then maybe. That's what they were choshish for. They're choshish that maybe she was she's a zava. Maybe she saw blood. She sees blood now. Maybe there was blood left the rechem beforehand. They're choshish for every possible chumrah that possibility existed, and therefore they're gonna be choshish to see blood that they saw blood. The question is that the chiddush to say that a tipa ga'am ketan is matameis. That's not a chiddush because we already know on daf mem that. Anytime you see kichardol, it's considered a ri'iyah. The Chiddush, the Rush points out, if you look at the Rush on the side, I don't know if you see Kippas Dabri Chadol, he says, V'tema, Kevan de Roa Vada, so she definitely sees, Marabusa Batipas Dam Kichardel. She saw, Shatibas Gam Kichardel. That's not the Chiddush of Batipas Gam Kichardel. He says, Pshita de Matame, Bechol Shehud, Tanavi, Yishloma, the time of the Yosheva Zim Nikiyam, Hainu, Mishum, here's maybe to answer your question, why did she wait seven Nikiyam, Mishum de Amor, Tumol Vishloshom Ra'asa Velovadate. Maybe she saw yesterday the day before without knowing. So it makes it 3 days. Right? The Hav Mina would have been Ilu Rasalif Nation Yamim Haisaroa Ato Ri'ya Maruba. That maybe if she why would you be choshes if she saw the previous 2 days if she only sees a small amount? If she saw the previous 2 days, she should have seen a bigger amount. So Kamash Blan, that's what the chumah that they made, is that they're choshes, that maybe they even saw a day and 2 days before, and this is day three, and she's a Zava Gedola. Okay. Fine. Adabre Rava or Rav Shmuel. So Rava, I guess, was talking in Torah to Rav Shmuel, the Darish, and Rava made the following drasha. Kashta Shnei Yomim. Again, going back to what we learned in the previous prakim. She's a woman who's about to give birth, and she has difficulty, she has birth pains for 2 days. And on the third day, Hipila, she has a miscarriage, right? She gives birth to a stillborn. So Teshiv Shivanakiyam, she has to wait 7 days like a Zava Gadola, because she saw blood for day one, day two, and then she must have seen blood when she was Hipila, she's a Zava Gadola. So, fine. So now let's explain, why she's a Zava Gadola? She only saw blood, based on this, she only saw blood 2 days. I mean, of course, I don't know what the answer is, but she only saw blood 2 days. So Kasabar, Rashi explains, number one, Ein Kishun in the Fallen. That the concept of Dam Kishu that we mentioned in the previous Prakim, only, and therefore we assume that blood is from the pregnancy and not from the Rechem, that only applies if you have a live birth. In the Fallen, it doesn't apply. That's not considered, I guess, a false pain. And we attribute that blood to being non-Dam Yoledis, but to be Dam Tameya. And number two, the Eshel Psichas HaKever below Dam. It's impossible for the womb to open up without blood. You didn't see blood. There must have been blood. Maybe it's inside. There must have been blood. So therefore, day one, day two, and this day, that's 3 days, she's a Zava Gadola. So Amli Rapapa L'Rava, well, what's the Chiddush? Right? My Ira Kashto Shnei Yamim. Why do you need to tell me the case that if she had, because the possibility also exists that this is during her Nida period. How do you say that this is a Zava? My Ira Shnei Yamim Afilu Mashu Ba'alma. Right, the Ha'amar Rabbi Zeira, but no, sure, I'm going to ask him to feel the roast tipas dam kechadol. He's obviously listening to Kiyam. What do you tell me this Kiddush for? I already know the Kiddush of Rabbi Zeira. They even tipas dam kechadol for 1 day. We say she's Shivan Akiyam. And you're saying this whole case that she has to have Shivan Akiyam. So Amar Lei, Rabbi says back to Rapapa, this is interesting. This seems to indicate that the halacha of Benos Yisrael wasn't necessarily widespread immediately. So Amar Lei, Amina Lecha Yisura, V'at Amars Min Haga. I'm telling you a halacha psuka, that in this case she's and you're telling me, oh, you're going to bring that case, you should just brought the case from Rabbi Zeira, which is a minhag, which is not what we passed in Zohar Zeh, but it seems at that time, the times of Rava, maybe it wasn't as known or wasn't as accepted to be a halacha psuka. Because he says, hecha the achmor achmor, hechma the lo achmor lo achmor. Because for the chumrah of Rav Zeira is only where they accepted the chumrah, and when they didn't accept the chumrah, they didn't have it. But here in my case of Maksha Shnei Yamim, the Pila Chayevus Min HaTorah, I'm saying a Din Doraisa that she's Chayev to wait Shiva Nekiyim, and you're telling me a case where it's only a Minhag. It just seems like historically that maybe at that time it didn't. He says that some accepted it, so Hecha the Achmor Achmor. And Hechma the Lo Achmor. So it hasn't really become popular throughout the world.
It started.
It started, and it's going around. Right. It's spreading. Okay, we'll read the Simanim, but the Shlosh says, Tivo Nasr B'chanim Lipo Kimatim Agabe Namal Siman. Okay, now we're going to have 7 cases from Rava. Amar Rava. They said, okay, make the Mashadich, and they say we can get married in 7 days. So we can get married. So Vinispaisa, and she agrees, Tzricha Shatesha Shivanakiyam. She has to have Shivanakiyam after she agrees to get married, because there's a chash that maybe she saw blood machmas to chimud. That is what's called Dam Chimud. Quotes in the back here that Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky and Emes Yaakov says that's the makor, that you shouldn't see you're, I mean, different. We nowadays don't have that issue, A, because we get engaged, even in certain circles, they get engaged. It's like 3 weeks is like the minimum period of time for a wedding to take place. In some circles, it's a year or 6 months, whatever it is. It's usually not a week. So you don't have to have that, you don't have that worry. But Rav Yaakov says that this is the makor, that you don't see, the chasan and kala shouldn't see each other for a week before the wedding. Because you have 7 days, and the 7 days approaching the wedding, there's a possibility of existence of dam chimud. Right, it's it. Some go as far as he quotes in the back there from the stifler that you shouldn't even talk on the phone. No talking on the phone. He goes, what good could come from talking? You know, better more. Sometimes more problems because sometimes there are more problems the more you talk closer to the wedding. What?
But do you carry through marriage in general?
That was in the book. That was in Kamenetsky's book. That people didn't like that. People didn't like that story. Okay, so Amar Rava, Tavuli not saving the spice and tzricha shnita v'shivin nikiyim. So Ravina iasek livrei bei Ravchina. So Ravina was mishadich his son to the daughter of Rav Chanina. Amar le, so Rav Chanina says to Ravina, let's write the ksuba. Let's get married. Let's write the ksuba in 4 days. So Amrulay, so Ravina says back to Chanina, in, yes. So ki mitol arba, when they got to the fourth day and they write the ksuba, nitar, so Ravina delayed and didn't allow his son to go to the chuppah ad arba achrina, until another 4 days, right? And so he finds out, so iakiv shiva yome basar hu yoma. He ended up waiting 7 days after the day that the daughter agreed to get married, which they have the right of the ksuba. I think it was 8 days.
Can I ask her if she had a period or not? I mean, what was it?
Maybe she doesn't. She the choshes that there was blood, but she either didn't feel it or she didn't see it. So Amrulay, so Rachinah says to Ravina, my high, why are you waiting so long? Why are you waiting? Amrulay, so Ravina says back, lo shavala marla had the rabba. Don't you hold what rabba says? The amarav is tavul yinase vin nispaisa shvichalisha shivin nikiyim. You have to wait 7 clean days, so we waited, right? We wrote the ksuba, and now we have to wait another 4 days. And after that, you can get married. So Amalei Rav Chanina says to Ravina, Eimer the Amar Rav Bigadola. He says a Bigadola, someone who's ruuya to have dam. Dikachazidamya. Aval katana. My daughter's a katana. The lo chazidamya. She never saw blood. She never had dam nida. Mi Amar. In that case, also you have to wait. She's never saw blood. So Amalei, yeah, you're wrong. You do have to wait. Beferish Amar Rav. Don't you know what Rav said? Beferish. It was so beferish, I don't know why he didn't know it. But beferish amar rabba, lo shna gedola, lo shna ketana, gedola kaima mai, mishum dech mechabda. We're not worried that she's going to see her period here. We see that there's dam chimud. Maybe because of the chimud, the blood's going to come out. Tana nami machmada. So maybe this is going to set her off. Okay. Now we go to the next thing. It's talking about tevila, about mikvah. So min haTorah, all chayav tevila. Anytime you have to do a tevila, you have to be tovel without a chatzitza between your body and the mayim, right? Rechos as b'saru mayim. So b'saru is mashmal that the meat, the flesh, has to meet the water. There can't be any chatzitza. And even if there's anything on your body, even hair. So therefore, every chayav tevila has to check and clean themselves before tevila to make sure there's no chatzitza. Right, and Ezra, the halacha is that Ezra Sofman Takana, that a woman who's going to be Tovel, it's not enough that she checks her body, she also has to clean her body, the chifa, or the scratching, or the peeling. So, Amar Rava, Rava says, Isha, a woman who is doing this Takana, it's Ezra, and she's Chofefa, she's scratching or scrubbing herself before Tvila, Lo Tachov, she should not scrub herself, Lo Bin Neser, some sort of red type of clay, I think it is, Lo Bechol, or with sand, right? Neser Mishum de Mikatev. This neser, because what happens is that it takes the hair and makes the hair stick to each other, that the water won't be able to get in. And the chol, mishum de masrich. The chol, because it sticks to the hair, and therefore, maybe it's the other way around. The mikatev and the sarich, it sticks, it makes the chatzitza. It sticks on your body or it sticks them together. But amar, A Meimar says, Mishmei de Rava, Isha lo tachov ela bechamin. She should check her hair only with warm water, avalo betzonein, and not with cool, lukewarm water. Vafilu bechamin chama, even if the water is warmed by the sun, right? Sonein my time, why should she not use sonein? My time lo, Mishum de kirire misharu mazio. Because if it's cold, it hardens the hair. and that when it hardens the hair, the dirt can't come out, and you be choshish for a chatzitza. These are now all the halachas of what chatzitza are, what you have to check for, what you have to check for when you go to mikvah. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, right, Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos Im, he says the chafifa is only in the head, by the head. Okay, it's only by the head. The Ramban and Rashi and many poskim say that chafifa is any place where there is hair, like her head, or beis ha'erva, or underarms, that's where you have to do it. And according to the Machzor Vitri, it quotes the name of Rashi, that chafifa is done in the entire body. Fine. The Ravid in the Bali Nefesh says that where Rava says over here that you have to do the chafifa with warm water, that is only on the chafifa done on the chafifa done with hair, but on the rest of the body she can scrub herself with even cool water. But the Ramban in the Kedusha brings down that the Nagu B'Rosh Yisrael to be chafifa on their entire body with chamin because of the other up to the places where you have hair. And that's the story. You had to warm up the water. Nowadays, it's very easy. Just turn it on. Okay. But Amar Rava. Rava says another. La'olam yilamed adam b'sof beso. A person should teach in his house that before tefillah, tehei isha madicha beis kimateha b'mayim. She should even wash out the folded parts, right? Beis ha'seichi, beis ha'starim, right? The folded parts of her body that with mayim to remove any chatzisos from that area. Certain parts where the fat folds over on the body should be washed. So meisvei, the Gemara asks, why do you have to do that? We have a halacha mishnah in Mikvos that says beis ha'kimatim or beis ha'starim, the beis ha'kanamim, the beis ha'starim, with like in the ear or under the mouth or under the cleavage or something like that, where it's folded over. The water doesn't have to get there. Because that's hidden parts of the body. The water doesn't even have to get there. So the Gemara says, right, ain't a chanam. Need to be a smayim lo be'inan. The water doesn't have to get there. The maise, but makam haroy lo be a smayim be'inan. But it still has to have the ability to get there. Like what? The famous thing that we've come across many times. Kid the Rabbi Zera. Second famous Rabbi Zera on today's daf. The Amr Rabbi Zera. Call haroy lo be'ila ain be'ila makeves. Vesha ain roy lo be'ila be'ila makeves bo. If it's not right for the be'ila, then it's be'ila makeves. If it's roy, you don't have to have it. So it's what you hear. It has to be roy for the water to get there. It doesn't necessarily have to get there, but it has to be roy for it. Amar Rabin, Bar Rav Ada, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Maise b'shifchaso shel Rabbi. Yeah, the Maise with the shifcha Rabbi. She tavla also. She went to the mikvah. She came out. V'nimsala etzem chotis bin shinel. She had some sort of bone or fingernail or I would say a toothpick between her teeth. V'hitzvicha Rabbi tvila cheres. Rabbi made her go to the mikvah again because she had chatzitza. Amar Rav. Rav said they have a woman tavla also. She came up. V'nimsa aleha davar chotis, and she sees on her body a chatzitza after she came out of the mikvah. So im samach lechafifa tavla. If she went to mikvah right after she did the chafifa, ain't a tzricha lachaf v'lipo. She doesn't have to do it again, because we assume that maybe it came was in the water or something like that. She got the chatzitza came afterwards. V'im lav tzricha lachaf v'lipo. But if she did the tefillah, if she did the chafifa and then waited to do the tefillah, then we're choshes that maybe this chatzitza came on beforehand. Ika de Amri. Others say that im ba'osu yom shechach v'tavla. If she was nitval the same day as her tefillah, as her chafifa, then answer chalacha flipol v'im lav. If she waited a day or she did the chafifa during the day and she went at night, shechalacha flipol. So my benayu, what's the practical distinction between the two cases? Ika benayu lemismach lechafifa tefillah. According to the first shita, it's very important. According to lashon rishon, that you should do the chafifa, the tefillah, right after the tefillah. According to the second lashon, it's enough that you just do it on the same day. And also, can you do the chafifa at the end of the day, right before night, and then be tovel immediately at night? According to the first lashon, that's mutter because it's right next to each other. There's no time elapsed. According to the second lashon, it has to be in the same day, and even if it's 2 seconds later, it's no longer the same day, and therefore you would have to do the chafifa and the tefillah again. Okay, we'll stop here and pick up again tomorrow. Have a good day.